views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy 2013. I'm Joseph Gabby. You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experience with numerology and healing. I speak on topics ranging from relationships, the law of attractions, to life purpose and past history. My new Healing Childhood Experience Trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only six sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma and stop the wrong attraction and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at any time at theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Check my special on numerology still going on at the moment. If you need a numerology chart, and you can sign up for my free newsletter by downloading my free chapter of my book, and you can go to the website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. My guest today is Noah Hammond, and Noah is the CEO and the founder of Menvolution, an organization committed to empowering men to live their absolute best life possible. Through over 7 years of relentless self-development, Noah has been able to build seven-figure businesses, get into the best shape of in his life, enjoy harmonious relationships, great health, and deep spiritual practice. His life work is now to spread his wisdom and knowledge through online programs, which he's currently doing through Menvolution and the True Men Academy. Now, before we bring Noah with us today, I'd like to share the phone number in case you'd like to give us a call and ask any question to me or to Noah. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask questions through the instant feedback on the homepage, transformationtalkradio.com website. Welcome, Noah, and to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year, and hi, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Happy New Year. How was your start of the year for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. I started it in meditation with about 50 people, and we meditated through the dropping of the ball. And so instead of starting it with loudness and screaming and all of that, we started it in silence and stillness. It was a really nice change.
It's very good. That's a very good start. Now, I'm interested in what you're doing, because for one fact that, and we talked before about that, that you are one of the few people that I know that concentrated a lot towards men. And that's is not everybody. Like, I know it from myself. Most of my clients are women, and it's 95% eventually. But finding it that you're directing it towards men, that I found it very interesting. So how is your system work all about? How does it work?
Well, the system that I invented for personal transformation really came as a result of my own experience. I've been very consciously developing myself for about 7 years now, and the way that it all started was with this, you know, horrible breakup with my high school sweetheart. We went to college together, and it was just, you know, just was time for it to end, but neither of us had the tools. Neither of us knew how to be true, authentic, you know. Neither of us, we were just both stuck in attachment, and it was this horrendous breakup, and that's when I realized that there was a lot more I wanted to learn about life, and it's just been going ever since. And from those 7 years of personal development I've been doing, I figured out a four-step system that really is the fastest path. It's like, over these 7 years, I grabbed a piece here and a piece there and a piece here and a piece there, and I realized that there's a certain order that this must all happen, and I'm hoping to share it with you all today. And, you know, so I took that, and the reason I specifically catered it towards men with my program called the True Man Academy is because that's really, you know, who I see there's a huge missing of support for. The men of Western culture, they have hardly any good role models, if really any at all. And they're not really being taught how to be an authentic, empowered, confident, courageous, truthful, integrous man. You know, there's not really a lot of influences out there or a lot of support out there for that. And as I've gone through my transformation into becoming that, you know, that's who I really felt most called to serve. So the system that I'll share with you guys, that's applicable to really everybody. Anybody who wants to transform really in any way, there's a certain structure or a certain sequence in which that happens. But specifically my program, the True Man Academy, is that system applied to men.
So it's what's the system contained? How does it work?
Well, what I call it is the four C's of transformation. The four C's standing for clearing, clarifying, cultivating, and then connecting. So just to talk about it briefly, clearing is like the first step to transformation is you have to clear out the garbage. You have to clear out the stuck patterns, the stuck energies, the limiting beliefs, the I can'ts, the I don't think so's, everything that's in your way of actually moving forward. Once you've cleared that out, now you can clarify. Now you can actually see your truth. Now the programming is out of your way. You can see, what do I really want to create? What does it really look like? What's my most truthful expression of this thing manifested? Right? Then the third part, cultivating. Now that you know what you want, now you have to cultivate the structures in your life and the lifestyle that supports the creation of this thing that you already know you want. And then the last part is connecting out into the world to make it happen, because I think that relationships are the fastest path to transformation. So if you have a new business you want to create, the fastest way to create it is to get out in the world and connect with people. If you have, you know, a new relationship to create, obviously you have to go out in the world and connect with people to create that. If you, you know, even if you want to get in better shape, the fastest way to do that is to go connect with somebody who's doing all the things there that you want to do for your physical body for theirs, and then spend time with them, work out with them, eat with them, you know. So the last part, after you've done all the inner work, is to then go out and connect into the world and accelerate your results. So then it's clearing, clarifying, cultivating, and connecting.
It's very interesting, because I have something to talk about that, because it is something I found in anything we do in our life. First, we need to start from the clearing all the garbage. Let's face it. We came here for certain experiences, and we cannot deny them. We cannot live out of denial about them, and we have to clear them. I found that interesting from the point you're looking at it. Noah, if somebody wants to contact you, how they can reach you? The best way.
Well, my personal website is noahhammond.com. That's H-A-M-M-O-N-D. And the cool thing about that is that I have over 130 free advice videos out on YouTube. So if you just search Noah Hammond on YouTube, you'll find that. And there's just a plethora of free video advice and information, and there's a contact form there and lots of great stuff. You can see all my products and all my services and all that kind of stuff. So it's noahhammond.com.
Okay, and so if you're just tuning in to the show, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. Today's we have Noah Hammond with us, and you have the opportunity to give us a call. And the number to call us is 1-800-930-2800. 1:9. Now, what I like from what you talked about the four C's, and the four C's, that I found it very fascinating the way you're looking at it, and because it has a lot to do the same way I do my own work with the healing childhood experiences. And it's to first, you have to clear up all the mess on the bottom first to understand the lesson behind it. I go after the lesson behind it, and we can talk a little bit from that. The way I look at it from my perspective, probably you're doing it from a different angle than I'm doing it, is to go to the experience. It's not about the experience, what happened eventually. It's more to get what's the lesson behind it. Because to walk into your purpose, you need to understand your own experience first. Because most of the time, our purpose is what we're going to be talking about, is what came in from our own experience. And this is where you're going to take your knowledge of what you went through in your life, and you understood the lesson behind it, and then you're taking it to the second step and the second level to take it further away from there. And then you can take it, bring the clarity to your life, because you take all the clouds from in front of your eyes that is not making you see, and you're pushing it. Then you can start clarify, cultivate, and connect the way you're doing it, which is, I found it very fascinating the way you're doing it. And at least, guys, now that you have the chance to have more in contact with where you feel maybe more comfortable being around the guys all together doing it in the same time. Sometimes I might find it intimidating for some guys being with women in my own setting, and that's and the expressing of emotions. Now we're gonna go for a short break. After we come back for the short break, you can, if you like, to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Or you can send us a message to the instant feedback at transformationtalkradio.com. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
You could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions. The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is my friend Noah Hammond. Noah, he was talking earlier about the four C's, declaring, clarity, cultivating, and connecting. Now, Noah, what sequence people has to go through all of this, the four C's? Is there any specific ways of doing things easier than other ways?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, that's exactly what the four C's is designed for. And, you know, it comes out of my hard-earned experience and personal growth. Basically, what I see, the biggest missing for people is the sequencing, which is really a popular term in entrepreneurship, where it really just means, you know, doing things in the right order. So it applies to really everything in life, including your own personal transformation and including receiving any results you're looking for. So just a common example is I'll see a man or a woman, because I do coaching with, you know, some personal clients who are women as well, and they'll be out in the world looking for their next soulmate or their ideal relationship, yet they haven't done any of the inner work yet to become the person they're searching for. And so they keep finding a dead end by going out into the world when really the answer lies inside. And so that's just one common example of the way people do things in personal growth or personal transformation. They do them out of order. So that's exactly what the four C's is. It's like clearing. It's the first step. You have to clear the stuff out that's in your way. Clarifying. You have to get clear on what it is that you want. Cultivating. You have to become the person and create the life that you that will support the creation of what you're looking for. Then you go out in the world. You know, another common example, especially for men, is if when men get a dating coach or something like that, which is something I used to do, the first thing most dating coaches go is, oh, here's a good way to go up and say hello to a woman, you know, or here's a good way to go introduce yourself, right? And then they send this nervous wreck of a man up to women to be like, hi, my name's John, right? And all the women are creeped out and like everyone feels weird about it. And it's like, why is that? Well, because there's still this stuff inside them that makes him totally nervous to just be himself and say hello to some people, right? And so it's like, that's really where that sparked the realization for me that there's a certain order that's effective and there's a certain order that's ineffective. And if you can realize that in any way that you want to transform, you can look at it in that order of the clearing, clarifying, cultivating, connecting, you can find rapid results in any area of your life. That's the sequence.
Well, it is a good advice because we do attract anything that still reflects in us. So if it was you're looking for a relationship and you haven't cleared up your mess from the previous relationship or even from a childhood that has relevance to your relationships, then you're going to keep attracting similar circumstances and attracting similar people. And this is why people keep saying, I keep dating the same type of people. I keep attracting the same type of people. If you do that, then why don't you stop doing it and figure out what is it that I keep attracting? And this is why the clearing out things has to be done, regardless what system we use, what sequences we do. We need to clear our baggages. We cannot keep hiding them under the carpet. It doesn't work. So after you master your system, what kind of result can somebody expect from it?
Well, it's really a system that's about empowering people to just live their ideal lifestyle, which sounds really vague and generalized, but it's basically like, what do you really want out of life? This system gives you the skills and abilities to go and achieve it, right? Because once you understand the fundamentals of clearing your inner work, and for those of you, especially the women out there, because you know this program is taught in the True Man Academy, which is obviously geared towards men, but for you women out there, if you go to YouTube and type Mastering Your Emotions, I have a 3-part video series for free on YouTube, and that's the most important clearing tip that you could get. By watching those video series, you'll get it. And it helps you remove your emotional blockages and emotional baggage from the past. And that's like the most important thing to do for clearing. But basically, once you master the system, everything becomes possible. You know, personally, I'm just getting into a venture where myself and my new partner, we have this vision for a multi-billion dollar business, right? And while that's scary and exciting and obviously going to be challenging, there's no part of me that feels like I can't do this. I feel that limitless because I see everything in this systematic way, and it's not a matter of like, oh, can I do it? Oh, I don't know. Oh, am I really going to be able to do this? It's just like, no, I know the system, and even if it's hard, yeah, it's going to be hard, but it's been hard in the past, you know, and I went through it anyway. And it's like, so it's like, it gives you this feeling of confidence, like you can create whatever it is you want to create because you've got the game plan, and that's, you know, majority of the battle.
That's right. I mean, look, in anything, any venture you want to get into, there is some challenges that comes with it anyway. There's some risks, there's some challenges, there's everything. But it's easier to get to any new venture where you have no baggages than going with lots of baggages. It make your life easier, you know. So the baggages has to be dealt with regardless what we do in our life. And we need to learn to stop to complain, because we do complain all the time about everything. But instead of complaining, just go back to the roots and clearing up everything that has to be cleared up, because that's the way it's going to go, and this is the only way. And anyway, if for women out there, I still do. Most of my clients are women, so I'll take all the women from you, Noah. Don't worry. So from that aspect, it's not going to be a problem. So now, what's unique about your system than any other system out there?
What I'd say is unique about it is that it's really a powerful mixture of Eastern and Western philosophies. So I'm not just this guru guy from the East who's speaking only about spirit and about surrender and about divine planning and about reincarnation and those types of things. And I'm also not just this Western-minded consultant background, you know, self-help guy from the West who's like, here's your goal setting and here's blah, blah, you know, and this whole linear mindset. I'm a merger of the two, right? Like, I understand illness, and I also understand systemization. I understand spirit, and I understand business, right? So what I give is the overall approach to really be successful in the modern world, which is a world of both business and spirit, a world of material things and inner wealth. Right, and they're both necessary, because money is the energy that runs our world. And so if you don't understand how to systemize your life in certain ways, you know, then it's going to be one of unnecessary suffering and ultimately not the greatest expression of your work here in the world. Right, so that's necessary just as much as the inner wealth, the connection to spirit, the connection to something higher, the connection to universe, whatever you want to call it. That's just as necessary. So I merge the two. And I give people a system to follow to really, like, you know, to really make this life an amazing one, right? Because we only get this life one time.
That's right. And we're supposed to be happy at the end of the day anyway. But unfortunately, not many into that, not even happy. It's being more fulfilled, you know, in all area in our life, the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and have stabilized all of this area. And this is where we get the fulfillment from. But if somebody's taking your work, how long do they need to work on themselves? Is there any time frame? How long does it take?
Well, I took what was for me a 7-year journey, and I turned it into 12 weeks in my True Man Academy program. So, you know, 12, the men who've gone through that program, they haven't come out of the 12 weeks just totally crystal clear of all their garbage and totally, oh, my life is perfect and grand now, but they are dang close. And it's really like, you know, 3 to 5 months, and you get to go through this thing that took me 7 years, and you get to just take your lifestyle a quantum leap forward, right? So I'm not the guy who's going to sit here and go, like, I've got this magic pill, and you just listen to these harmonizing meditations as you go to sleep every night, and everything in your life fixes itself. I provide the real deal work, and I'm very honest about it. But, yeah, like 3 to 5 months, and you can take your life in all areas to the next level. And just to the level it needs to be for you to have that fulfillment, what you're looking for.
Because you're still going to hear some excuses, people. They're going to tell you, oh, I don't have time to do it. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't, you know, because it's technically it's not about if they have the time or money or even being busy with their own life. It's about commitment. How much somebody wants seriously to commit to change their life. It's the bottom line of everything.
I think it's valuable for people listening to hear that choice happens in an instant. Choice happens in an instant, right? So, again, going back to my decision to build this next business I'm just going to be starting, as soon as the opportunity came and I was talking with a partner and there was that feeling of alignment and that feeling of something amazing coming in, the choice happened in an instant. Like, yep, we're going to build this thing, right? Now, that choice has been made regardless of what's going to be looking like, you know, 6 weeks from now when we're in the grind of, you know, a startup, which is not always the most glamorous thing, and we're putting in the long hours and we're struggling through the things that we didn't have fleshed out clear enough and blah, 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 right? It didn't none of that will matter because the choice has been made. So I think a lot of people, they kind of wish-flosh at that choice point, which happens right away, right? So like, if you really want something, the way that it will actually happen for you is if you choose that it's going to happen for you. And that choice doesn't mean, yeah, I guess I'll give it a try and, like, you know, see how it works out, or like, yeah, maybe I'll take a look at, you know, somebody's video or something. It's like, you either choose it or you don't.
That's it.
And yeah, that's the way it's got to be in anything in life.
You have to make that decision, that choice, and move with it. Now, before we go to the break, I'm going to give one more time. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to call, talk to Noah or myself, we are free for you for your call. And we're going to be right back after this few commercials.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You're listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Our phone lines are already open at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Noah Hammond. And we were talking with Noah from the beginning of the show about, and he was speaking about his system with the four C's, and the four C's are the clearing, clarity, and cultivating and connecting. What I'm going to ask you, Noah, now, if you can give any advice, if somebody coming out into 2013 fresh and they want to have a new resolution to start doing something, can you give them a small advice where they need to start to pick up their pieces?
Yeah, absolutely. So just like going along with the four C's, the place to start is always in clearing. So a great advice for clearing is to go through your life and close all of your open energetic loops. So let's explain what those are first. An energetic loop is anywhere where your energy, your attention, your brain power, your negative thinking goes on a consistent basis, right? It's that bill that you haven't paid yet that you should have. It's the thing that you haven't organized yet that you should have. It's the conversation that went unsaid. It's the expression that was never given. It's everything that you've held back, that you've put off, that you've neglected. All of that stuff. It's the friend who doesn't support you anymore. And you keep, every time you hang out with them, you keep thinking, like, this person is kind of negative and I don't really like being around them. Yet you still hang out with them. Those are all open loops, right? And each one of them is where your energy is going without any return, right? So a very easy example, say you take the laundry out of the dryer and then you put the basket of laundry, in the living room. And you walk by and you see it and you don't fold it, but you think, I should fold the laundry. And then you walk over and you do something else. And then you walk by it and you think about, oh, I should fold the laundry, but you don't do it and you go and do something else. And you do that three or four times. Well, eventually you're going to have to fold the laundry. But because you neglected it all those 20 times, right, you've thought about it 20 times and you've put your energy towards it 20 times and that loop was open, stealing your energy. Now, that might not seem like that big of a deal, but when you have 10, 20, 30, 100, 1,000 of these loops open, all of your energy is being spent on all this stuff that's undone, unsaid, neglected, put off. And you can't possibly create anything that you really want in your life because your energy is just drained. So the simplest thing to do to start is to just write a list of everything that's unsaid, undone, neglected, needs attention. and just one by one go through that list and start closing those energetic loops, start closing those places where you're losing your energy. Call the friend who owes you money and ask them for the money. fold the laundry, clean up the closet that's been pouring out into the floor every time you open it. Connect with the person who you keep putting off. Like all the things that just, you know, that are on your mental to-do list that are bogging down your brain. The only difference between a billionaire and the average person is that the average person has 1,000 open energetic loops that are sucking them dry, and a billionaire has very few, if any at all, right? Because they just understand the value of their time and their attention. And I think that'd be a great place for anyone to start, because we all have these open loops and we all have our energy being pulled in a lot of different directions.
That's right. I mean, I take it for myself now. I started my spring cleaning early this year. From the beginning of the year, I started. So my whole place is a whole big mess now because I'm trying to throw almost everything what I don't use. Because what's the point of keeping it? I mean, what's the point of keeping all this stuff hanging, lingering, and you're not doing nothing with it? I mean, it's a loose end that it's a waste of energy, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is where I do agree with a lot with the open loops, because it, and you will feel every time you close a loop, you're gonna feel much enlightened, lighter, very, and depends on the how heavy that loop is and how old it's been. You know, and it accumulates a lot of dead end energy, you know, and that is useless, and it wasting your time, wasting your energy, wasting everything about what you need to handle in life. So it is something important to start looking into it and take life seriously, in a sense. If you want to change, it's not going to happen without doing some effort to make the change happen. It doesn't work. So if somebody wants to work with you, Noah, how they can contact you, and what do you have something coming up as you can offer your offering these days?
Oh, well, NoahHammond.com is the best place to see free videos from me, lots and lots of advice videos on YouTube, and also all my programs are available there. The two premier programs I'm running right now is the True Man Academy, which you can see at TrueManAcademy.com. That is a 12-week transformational program for men, and there's a free hour-and-a-half training that I do every week to teach people the four C's, to teach men how to become their most successful selves. So that's available. And also I teach starting entrepreneurs how to create their online coaching business at GetHighImpact.com. But you can see all my programs, all my services, and a whole ton of free advice at NoahHammond.com.
Okay, and if somebody wants to work with you, what they gonna expect? How do you do your work? Is it going over the phone? Is it in person? Is it how does it work?
Well, I have a small private practice that I never have any more than 10 clients in at a time, mm-hmm. and those are custom tailored one-on-one coaching programs. We do 8 weeks, 8 calls. You know, get together for a call every week, but. Mostly people who work with me work with my online programs, where we do weekly webinar trainings to learn the content for that week, and there's always action guides and action steps to take and things like that. And then we do group coaching calls where everybody can get their questions answered. We do that every week as well. So they get a training every week and a coaching call every week when they do my programs. And in my one-on-one practice, I do weekly calls with my clients.
Okay, so it's not that it's very hard to do then the work. It's just how much discipline you put into it, how much commitment you put to it. So,
absolutely. I mean, everything is a system. You know, I went to school for engineering, and I never ever went into the field, not even for an internship. But I think what I was there to learn was the value and necessity of systemization. You know, I hated going to my classes, so I would systemize how to study the least amount of time possible and still get good enough grades to pass. And so, like, I created life systems to support that, and that's really how my transformation has evolved, because anything I see that I need to create as a result, I know there's just a system that's going to enable me to create that, because it's damn near impossible to transform off willpower alone. You need a structure. You need system. You need knowledge and tools and techniques to support that. You can't just wake up every day and say, like, am I going to go to the gym? You know, because some days, no. No, you won't.
It's not going to happen if you don't have the a structured way of doing things. And this is one of the biggest weakness for me eventually is I'm not very much grounded, you know. I'm always been up there somewhere, you know, but I never been grounded to life on this planet. And this is where now I start seeing it more clearly and how important for me to be grounded in that aspect and how to become more organized. Even though I came from an engineering background, I did electrical engineering and a master in computer science, but I quit after 3 months. I quit after 3 months completely. So I didn't follow through with the engineering or anything because I said that that's not things what I want, to sit behind a computer all day long. That's not a thing for me. And I took the engineering knowledge and I went for sales and marketing and even business development, international market, and where I start working from the high-tech industry into those areas and this way more interaction with people. But that to show that we all have – we all need some structure in doing something. I'm learning now about the structure, about the physicality of life, and what's the necessity of it even, and what's the importance of having it in your life. And I was avoiding it for 50 years. And and I was good at it. You know? So let's face it. I was good at it, even though when I do advise my client about the physicality, I advise it in the right sense of it. But because I was looking at it from a different perspective, but when it comes to applying it on myself, wasn't the easy thing. This is why I hired coaches myself to have for me to be having somebody to say, this is the way it is. This is the system I have to work step by step, and just go after that this way or that way, and do something with it. Everybody needs that kind of assistant at one point, because if we're going to keep circulating in our head, we'll never go anywhere. We keep going into this.
Well, this is, in my opinion, the difference between the hippie counterculture of the 60s and the enlightened entrepreneurs that we're seeing of today. See, the hippies, they had the right idea that, you know, love is really everything that matters and we are all one and everything like that. But they didn't really have a structure for you know, they were challenging the culture that existed, but they didn't really have a structure that they wanted to implement for the new culture to exist instead. And they also didn't have the tools and the knowledge that we have, the enlightened entrepreneurs have of today, which is understanding systems. It's like the world is the matrix, right? And in order to impact people who are stuck in the matrix, you have to enter into the matrix, which means you need to understand structures and system and scalability and process, and that's how you can affect transformation on a mass scale. You know, that's right. What I'm really interested in is making as big an impact as possible and helping as many people as possible. And so from the big to the small, from the macro to the micro, you know, if you want to help yourself, you need systems and structure. If you want to help the world, you need systems and structure. It's the East meets West mentality that, you know, I really feel I've been blessed to kind of grow up with.
I'm going to cut you a little bit. We're going to have to go to a small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusedGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Noah Hammond. And Noah, it was great talking to you today, especially like from my perspective, this is probably the only show, and I don't find many guests that have more, they center towards men. And really, men needs more help these days than ever, because we are entering into a female vibration through the 2000 eras now for the next 1,000 years, and men needs to become more attuned to the everything around them. So we spoke about many things today, and I do encourage everybody to listen to the recording after and get in touch with Noah. But Noah, on the last thing, what do you want to leave everybody with, a message of wisdom that for everybody to hear it and start paying more close attention to?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me again, Joseph. And I definitely agree that at the time for men to awaken to the power of their feminine energies is definitely now. The time for us to tap into our intuition, into our guidance, into our spirit, into our soul, into our emotions, the power that lies in doing that, it's absolutely phenomenal. And so, you know, the time for that is definitely now. As far as a piece of wisdom, my favorite thing to share with people and to remind them of, because I feel like we can never be reminded too much of this, is the fact that your potential in life is truly infinite, is truly unlimited. You came here, and you know this too, if you just think about how you behaved when you were 4 years old, you did not think anything was impossible for yourself. And you were relentless at going after it, and your curiosity and your drive and your energy and your enthusiasm was all just off the charts. It's not until we enter into this society that really just limits us and puts us into a box and tells us what to think, how to think it, how to be, how not to be, that we turn off our true potential and we turn away from who we really are. You know, the society as it is right now, unfortunately, and I know it's shifting, but society as it is right now is not designed to expand you to your limitless potential. It's designed to kind of put you in a box. And so we have to just take our power back and recognize that we can create anything we want. There's no fundamental difference between you and anybody who has exactly what you want to create, except for the fact that they believe they could do it and you are wavering or you're not sure, or you're not willing to put in the work, or you're not willing to go through the challenges, or whatever the case may be. But as far as the as who you fundamentally are, we're all just humans, and we're all just souls, and we all have the same capacity for greatness. And so I just love reminding people of the fact that you are limitless as long as you make the choice, as long as you choose to go find whatever it is that's going to support you in becoming your most limitless self, the people, the knowledge, the tools, the programs, whatever it is, the friends, just go for it. Because life is short. It's our only one, you know, in this body, in this mind. And, you know, that's really just what I want to see for people, is everyone going after their true life potential, living that fulfilling life, feeling amazing, and spreading the love. There's nothing more beautiful than watching somebody who's living inside their passion. And so I just sincerely hope and wish and pray for all of you to summon the courage, summon the strength, and just go for it.
I do agree 100% with what you're saying, Noah, because I do come from a background that I believe in soul agreements. And when you came to this life, you signed your agreement with your soul to fulfill a destiny, a purpose. And that purpose wasn't coming for you to come for the headache that you came for. You came for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's where people are missing. They've been stuck into their experience, forgetting that they seriously have a purpose. And they keep telling you, I don't know my purpose. I have no idea what's my purpose, where I'm going, where I'm coming back. But you signed an agreement with your soul for the purpose, not for the headache, for the purpose. But when you're coming here, your soul asks you if you can do a favor in clearing up a few of the old messes that soul accumulated through past lifetimes. So you said, yeah, mm-hmm. No problem. So this is why you signed your agreement with your parents and with every single person you're supposed to have your worst nightmare. But get over them. Don't stuck with them, because you're not here for those. You're here for a purpose. Everybody is a unique individual. I've been doing numerology for 20 years. I haven't seen two charts the same in 20 right. years. You know, because everybody is a unique individual and unique in their own rights. And everybody has a message. Everybody has a book in them. Everybody has something to share. Everybody has something. But understand your lesson first. And this is where I come for people to start looking into their experience. It's not about what happened. It's basically of what message did you learn from it. What did you learn from all of this experience that happened in your life? If you didn't learn nothing, then I guarantee you won't see your purpose, because you haven't understood the lesson. It's like going to university for a 3-4 year program. When you went to your engineering, to get to this engineering program, you work every single year to pass all of these exams. So the school of life is exactly the same way. Why people mm-hmm. doesn't want to, they want to escape the school of life and get to their purpose. They won't get there if you don't pass your year of whatever.
And one thing I'll add to that is to just recognize that this desire to avoid life's challenges, that's not your truth. Your yeah. truth is that you're courageous and you're bold and you're flexible and you're persistent and you're enthusiastic. The desire to avoid life's challenges comes from years of programming to put you into a lazy little box and make you a great employee in somebody's factory, right? Yeah. So just remember your limitless potential. Remember that drive and believe in it.
Everybody have a chance to change their life, and the change can be instantly. It doesn't take years to change. It takes instantly. I can prove it. If you have the chance to come to my 4-day event, the Consciously Living Your Destiny, it is on special. You can go onto my website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Get to find more depths of who you are, what you are, and understand what your strengths and weaknesses, and understand your lessons, your karma, what the headache you went through in life. You all are mapped out for you. They're not out of you. So it is something that you need to start looking into, getting to know yourself. So check my website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Check Noah's website, noahhammond.com. So there's assistance for anybody, for everybody who seeks the help that they need. So I would like to thank Noah Hammond for sharing his gift, his knowledge with us today. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Join me every week on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week's show is not confirmed yet, but will be announced soon, so I won't be able to give you exactly the details of it at the moment. But I just want to keep you in one last second. Just, you're starting a brand new year, started brand new, you know, get the old habit that you keep doing, the old habit, get out and start doing something. Clear up all the old mess that you have. As Noah said, close the loops that are being open for too many years. And life can change instantly if you desire to have that change. The desire has to be from you. Nobody can provide you that. So pick up the pack and start moving into a brand new life. I'd like to thank again Noah Hammond for being with us today. And
thank you, brother, for having me.
My pleasure. And Elizabeth Coxon is right after me. And have a great week, everyone. And see you. And happy new year again. And enjoy and bring a brand new start into your life. And see you next time.
Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.